Lilalele kuhlelo vikela abantwana vikela ikusasa. Lumbiko luwethulelwe lugatsha olubona ngemisebenzi lenhlalo hleka Zulu leUNICEF. Isekelwa ngemali ye Child Protection Fund phansi komkankaso we Live Well Zimbabwe campaign. Vikela abantwana vikela ikusasa.
Magadisa libonani and welcome again to yet another episode, another topical issue where we get it to break it down and we bring in a specialist to break things down for us. Today, as always, I am your host, Kumbi, and I am with Google as always. I am with Leo as always, and our guest. Round of applause for our guest. Our guest is Hilary Netekwa from Childline Zimbabwe. Hilary, thank you for gracing us and thank you for making time.
Thank you for having me, Kumbi.
Appreciate it. And today's topic, guys, is managing digital safety and handling online abuse. There's been a lot of talk about violence against children online. What exactly does it involve? Pane zvakawanda zvataurwa about violence. Pavana, pa online, pa digital app. Panosanganisira vana Facebook, vana Instagram, vana Twitter, vana YouTube, vana TikTok. Zvizere, ndo online space yedu yatinongonzwisiso. Tichidzokera zvikare, tati izvona. There's a lot of talk about violence against children online. What exactly does it involve? Leo, I will start with you. Tisati taenda kuna Hilary, our expert.
All right. Okay, digital violence against children online. For example, like we can talk of cyberbullying or online harassment.
All right. Cyberbullying. Leo wanyatso I hear most of these words being shared. I hear most of these words being like, I've been online harassed or I've been, you know, cyber bullied. Zvirikurevi, Leo, when somebody is being cyber bullied or aitwa harassment by online.
All right. Sezvona taura kuti cyber bullying or online harassment. Kuti zvinhu zvichiitika online, on social media. Kuti someone is making your life unpleasant. Whether kuthreatenwa, kudenwa, kutukwa, zvichiitika zviri online. Ndomanzwisira ndinoita pa violence inokwanisa kuitika kuvana ichiitika online.
All right. Kuku. Siyakubonga ngokuba unathi futhi namuhla uzwisisani wena ngokuthi nxa kukhulunywa ngokuthi ukuthi kule violence against children online kutshoni kuyabe kusenzakalani kuyini okuzwisisayo nxa kukhulunywa ngaleyo ndawo.
Hayi, mina le Kumbi angiqedisisi, ayingayizwisisi o-cyber lava. Hayi, ngifuna beke bengichasisele
ukuthi uthini. U-cyber lo uvela ngapha
u-cyber.
Ungasenani, ngiyakuzwa umbuzo wokuthi cyber. Ukwathi fahla, hamba bata, Leo. However, we will take it to Hilary. Hilary. Ndibwe watitika nasi. Help us, Hilary. When there is violence against children online, what exactly does this mean? What's your understanding of it? What, you know, let us know. We want to know. Tuda kuziva. Sifuna kwazi.
Thank you, Kumbi. So, just like what Leo said, we've got so many forms of cyberbullying that goes around online. We've got online impersonation, cyberbullying, sharing sensitive information, cyber stalking, and non-consensual sharing of images. So, for instance, cyberbullying is when, for instance, I am a perpetrator and I'm harassing someone online, probably saying bad things about them or body shaming, whatever. That can be defined as cyberbullying, and it's quite depressing as well. You find out when these things happen, it depresses our kids. They lose their confidence, self-esteem through cyberbullying. We've heard of cases where kids take their own lives through cyberbullying as well.
The suicide.
Exactly.
The suicide.
And it's not a pretty picture, to be honest. It happens. It's there. But we're trying to, you know, we're trying to tackle the problem as much as we can. We also have things like cyber stalking. It's something that I found out recently. Because we already know, I can follow you in a shop or in town, I'm stalking you, know, whatever. Ah. But there's also cyber stalking. If you see how our Instagram or Facebook pages blow up, you will see that on certain posts that you put, there are people who like every single comment. Let's say you're not friends, but they're trying to get your attention. The next thing, the person's in your DM. And they want something from you. That's classified as cyber stalking. What they do thereafter might cause abuse or might not cause abuse. It depends what they really want. But you can see from the trend that they're following you. This is basically, you know, cyber stalking, which will lead to cyber bullying as well. It really depends how much information you give that person. But we tell you don't accept requests from people you don't know.
So that's the important of
our the important thing. Don't accept friend requests. This is things we weren't taught growing up. When I was in grade 5, I had like 1,000 friends on Facebook. But now that I know, I have like 200 friends on Facebook.
What? Okay. It's all right. On that though, yeah, one of the key questions that I then want to pose to you is, should it then be the case that children should not have phones? Because you talked about the whole, Leo mentioned online harassment, you talked about cyber stalking, cyber bullying. So how best do we create an environment that is conducive? No phones up until you're 18. Can I 18 or an adult illegally in Zimbabwe? Then we give you a phone, then you start living. Or what's your take? What's your understanding in regards to that? What are the measures that can be implemented? Or what are the things that can actually happen so that people that are knowledgeable, but also people that are also engaged?
Honestly, like, we now live in the 21st century. Everyone has a phone. To deprive a kid of a phone won't make sense, because I think you saw during COVID times, the kids were required to work online. Even us at work, we were told to work online, attend meetings online. So it doesn't work to take the phone away from them. But rather, let's create safe spaces for kids online. How do we do this? We advocate them to engage into much more educatable, like, programs done by different organizations or even their schools. And also track your child's your browser history and whatever, and their phones. We have apps that actually allow a parent to monitor what their phone, what their child's phone is doing online. So imagine having a kid knowing that they're being tracked. Obviously, they won't do anything naughty. We're just trying to make them safe. That's why we say hashtag safe online.
Safe online.
So just try and, you know, keep them safe as much as you can. Give them the phone. Talk to them. They're now in the 21st century. Taking their phone is, it's not nice.
All right.
They need that phone.
True. Leo, what's your take?
Okay. Talk about cyber stalking, which was something more chandaida kunzwisisa, cyber bullying and cyber stalking. I thought chin one just different names, but now I know.
All right.
And also I thought about the tracking phone yemwana kuti uzive kuti ari kuite online. Nekuti mwana anokudzoti ndiri kuverenga, ndiri kudai. And it e architoito zvimwe online, which you don't know. And they should kwadza kuzokwasa kumukuvadza iwe sembere kusingazive kuti ndozvikuitika kumwana. So izvozvo zvinofanira kuconsider, especially pama parents, which is what vana vavo, they have my cell phones. They have to keep track of whatever they are doing.
Aiwa. Hai ukufunda yokwazi kudzidza kuziva ruzivo haruperi. And just like that, guys, the day, the episode and the time that we had with you has actually run out. And we would like to thank you again for joining us. Ndakutenda zvekare kunge munge muinesu muri pano muchitiponzeve. Sandikuribonga kanjalo ngokuti libe lisilalele, libe lisizo, sibe sifunda lokufundisana. Here again, and mina njengo Kumbi, I would just like to thank you again and say, guys, it has been amazing. It's been awesome. And thank you. Join us in the next episode where we break in another topic. We talk about another topical issue and we have an expert in the house so that we can learn, we can share, and we can grow. Thank you. On that, siyabonga, tatenda. Thank you.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kuhlelo Vikela abantwana, vikela ikusasa. Lumbiko luwethulelwe lugatsha olubona ngemisebenzi lenhlalo nhle kaZulu leUNICEF. Isekelwa ngemali yeChild Protection Fund phansi komkankaso weLivo Zimbabwe campaign. Asihlanganeni njalo.